Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today we have a new preacher from Finland, Father Marie-Augustin Laurent Huigout Buffon. He's a member of the province of France and works in ecumenical, academic, and cultural circles in Helsinki. His preaching today is entitled, Look Up to the Heavens.
A reading of the Gospel according to St. Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. The disciples are coming back from their mission, and they are all happy that everything went well, and super well, even. That disciple job turns out to be amazing, right, Jesus? Jesus immediately tells them to rejoice not about what was achieved on earth through their mission, but rather to rejoice about what happened in the heavens at the same time, with Satan losing grip on the creation and the names of the disciples being written in heaven. Jesus knows what really happened, and this knowledge of his flourishes into thanksgiving and praise directed at the Father. He rejoices in the Holy Spirit and blesses his Father. Here, something about the mystery of the Holy Trinity is revealed to us. In Jesus, heaven and earth are joined, and Jesus' mission is not only to tell mankind about our salvation, but to reveal the kingdom, a kingdom that encompasses the whole creation. This is the project, the desire, and even the longing of the triune God, that everything and everyone outside of God, that is, all the creation, be redeemed. And this is carried out through the mission of the Son, the living Word, on earth, as a man among men and women. When he tells us to look up to the heavens, Jesus is revealing to our souls the deep unity between heaven and earth, the unbreakable bond between the invisible church and the visible church. All that happens on either side affects the whole. And this is why we pray for the dead and we pray with them. This is why we call the saints and the angels to pray with us, to join us in our petitions and in a common praise to God. May Christ foster in our souls a longing for unity and the desire to see the kingdom grow in heaven and on earth through our lives as disciples of the Lord. Amen.